From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. The Bush administration is having an unusually difficult time getting its nominee for ambassador to the United Nations confirmed. Nearly 2 weeks after John Bolton's confirmation hearings, the White House is having to come to his defense almost daily. And now, former Secretary of State Colin Powell is weighing in on the matter. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, Powell was often at odds with Bolton, who is Under Secretary of State for Arms Control.
Even as more of John Bolton's former colleagues come forward to criticize the nominee, President Bush has shown no signs of backing down. Yesterday, he called Bolton a good man.
He is the right man at the right time for this important assignment. I urge the Senate to put aside politics and confirm John Bolton to the United Nations.
But it is internal Republican Party politics now holding up the nominee. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee delayed the vote only after some Republicans raised concerns about allegations Bolton bullied intelligence analysts. They now have until May 12th to decide how to vote. In the meantime, some have sought out the advice of Bolton's former boss, Colin Powell. While spokesman for Nebraska Republican Chuck Hagel and Rhode Island's Lincoln Chafee confirmed they have spoken with Powell, neither would give details. Powell's spokeswoman would only say his conversations are private. But Powell's troubled history with Bolton is no secret. A former envoy to North Korea talks, Jack Pritchard, describes the tension he witnessed.
A relationship in which I did not see any degree of trust in Mr. Bolton on this issue. I saw absolutely no indication that his advice was being sought. I saw every indication that Mr. Bolton was being excluded from consideration of key issues.
Pritchard, now at the Brookings Institution, accuses Bolton of working behind the scenes to spoil six-party talks on North Korea and recalls an inflammatory speech Bolton made on the eve of the first round.
The North Koreans bristled. Our allies were aghast at what they heard. And it took some effort to make sure that everything was back on track.
In his testimony, Bolton said that that speech was cleared and that the U.S. ambassador to South Korea thanked him for it. But that former ambassador, Thomas Hubbard, has denied this to senators and is now widely quoted as saying Bolton once berated him. More than policy issues, the allegations of bullying behavior have captivated Washington. A former U.S. contractor wrote to the committee to say that Bolton, while in the private sector, once chased her down a Russian hotel hallway, behaving like a madman. Still on the Senate floor this week, Arizona Republican John McCain questioned whether it really matters that Bolton is not a mild-mannered diplomat.
If a temper and an unorthodox management style were disqualifiers from government service, I would bet that a large number of people in Washington would be out of a job.
It is not just unorthodox management style that has Bolton's critics worried. The former head of the State Department's intelligence shop used the phrase serial abuser when describing Bolton. Carl Ford wouldn't speak on record today, but stands by that characterization, saying others who have suffered Bolton's wrath privately thanked him for kicking off the debate. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.